The Santa Rosa County Commission continues to move forward with plans to build a new judicial center, with four proposed sites still under consideration. And as that process moves forward, the Main Street Milton organization is rolling out a proposal for reuse of the historic Santa Rosa County Courthouse. The 86-year-old building currently houses the judicial system. For more information, WUWF's Sandra Averhart called on Ryan Arve, program manager for Main Street Milton.
Ryan, talk to us a little bit about some of the details.
Well, the technical term that we like to use is adaptive reuse. What that means is taking an old or historic building that has basically outlasted its original intentions. In this case, it's been a courthouse for close to 87 years, almost 90 years. And the county has new needs and needs more space and updated amenities. And so they're going to be building a new facility. The historic courthouse, though, is a sound, strong, well-built building that we feel like still has life left in it. And adaptive reuse is giving old buildings new life, reusing historic buildings for new and vital purposes that are going to help make the community stronger and more vital. And there's a lot of other examples that we have listed in the proposal.
Well, this is going to involve, obviously, some demolition because you are having to eliminate parts of the existing structure to actually get it back to its original footprint.
Correct. In the proposal, we give kind of a history as to how the building came to look as it does today in its current state. It does not look like it did when it was originally built. The central original part of the building is largely intact, but it has two additional wings on the side that were built in the 60s. There were some key features to the building that were taken off in 1960 as well. And so our proposal would be to completely restore the building to its original 1927 appearance. That would necessitate taking the wings off and also reconstructing what was the original jail, a third and fourth story on top of the building. We feel like not only would it be returning it to its original appearance, but imagine what a lofty space that would be. You could use it for reading rooms or study space or a cafe, and it would have a great, beautiful view of the riverfront.
To further your idea about adaptive reuse, central to it is to have the building become a library.
That's right. We considered a lot of different ideas for what the building could be used for. It's the largest building downtown, square footage-wise, and a lot of great ideas have been suggested over the years, but we feel like a library will appeal to the broadest segment of the population and have the most consistent use throughout the year. We've gotten overwhelmingly positive response to this plan, but if we've received any criticism, it's been that, well, libraries are dead or dying, or they're obsolete. And we disagree completely. Libraries aren't dead, they're just being reimagined and reinvented. They're not just dusty depositories for books anymore. They're media centers. They're resource centers. They're community centers. They have high-speed internet. They have e-books. They have meeting spaces and art galleries and recital rooms and cafes. This is the type of library that we're envisioning. It would take the services that are currently offered at the Milton branch and dramatically expand them. The Milton branch has needed more room for years. They're a little crunched for space. So we feel like this fulfills two needs. It proposes a new use for one of the county's most important buildings, and it helps to expand the library.
And central to this is bringing people downtown, enhancing the economy down there.
Absolutely. This plan isn't just about saving a historic building. That's a big component. But the way that we see this proposal is as the centerpiece of downtown. We feel that this would be a huge economic driver for the county because what we need downtown is critical mass. We need people. We need businesses. And we feel like the library will bring the people and spur additional investment.
And what do you need to happen? What would you like to happen next? What's next?
Well, next, we would love to see a feasibility study conducted. any large project such as this has to have a feasibility study to see what are the challenges, what's possible, and how much is it going to cost. So the feasibility study would answer those questions. Of course, feasibility studies cost money, and so Main Street is looking for grants that might fund such a study. We would love it if the county would get on board with this proposal and support it, maybe have staff look for additional funding sources so that we can move forward. But we really can't move forward without a feasibility study.
Ryan Arvey is program manager for Main Street Milton, discussing their proposal for restoration and reuse of the historic Santa Rosa County Courthouse. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.